This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Republicans and Democrats want a bigger share of the nation's growing Hispanic vote. President Bush has made it a priority. Democratic presidential contenders hold their first party-sanctioned debate tomorrow night in Albuquerque, in part to reach Hispanic voters in the Southwest. The newly released National Annenberg Election Survey, the largest ever academic election poll, uses data from 2000 to put a sharp focus on Hispanic or Latino voting. Adam Clymer, a veteran political reporter, is a visiting scholar at the Annenberg Public Policy Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
You found that most Hispanic voters still lean Democratic. What's the exception?
They lean Democratic to a greater extent than the public generally, but there are a lot of independents.
Haven't Republicans traditionally done better with Cubans than they have among other Hispanic groups?
Yes. That's the one Hispanic group in which the Republicans are ahead.
Does party preference vary depending on income level?
Yes, as it does with most people, although that doesn't control it as much as it does with others. That is to say, high-income Hispanics from other groups than Cubans still tended to be Democrats, whereas among other folks, the higher the income, the more likely you are to be a Republican.
Do most Hispanics agree with Democrats on the issues?
Well, on economic issues and issues like what should the government be doing, they do. I mean, on favoring more federal spending on public schools or to cover people without health insurance, to support the idea that the government ought to reduce differences between income of the rich and poor. That one is 64% yes for Hispanics, 31% no. For the public as a whole, it was 48-48. But there are some kinds of issues, social issues, on which Hispanics tend toward the Republican side of the argument. We had one question, which was, do you want the federal government to prohibit abortion? For all Republicans, it was 31%. But for all Hispanics, it was 37%. And again, on the question of school vouchers, which is much more a Republican argument than a Democratic argument, about three-fifths of Hispanics favored the government providing money for vouchers to pay for private schools.
Ronald Reagan used to say that Hispanic voters were Republicans who just didn't know it yet. How does that square with what you found?
Well, I don't think there's that strong a case. I think they are people whom the Republicans have a shot at, but not in any instinctively Republican feeling there, because the economic and domestic issues seem to have a stronger pull on how people vote than do the social issues.
Hispanics made a big difference for Democrats in California in 2000. What's ahead for other parts of the country in 2004?
Well, they could matter a great deal there. They could matter in this recall election they're having there right now. They would matter in a state like Florida. In fact, one of the reasons, I guess, that they're holding this debate in New Mexico is that Hispanics were a great help to Bill Richardson in getting elected governor.
Anything else surprising in the survey?
Well, one of the things, Hispanic voting rates have never been very high. And they made up about 10% of the voting age population in 2000, yet they cast only about 6.5% of the vote. But one reason for that may be that the parties didn't try very hard. The typical American, about 32% of them, heard from presidential campaigns in 2000. Directly, flyers, somebody knocking on the door, whatever. Among Hispanics, it was only 17%. I suspect that's going to go up a great deal in 2004 because both parties care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Adam Clymer is a visiting scholar at the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Survey results are published in the book, Capturing Campaign Dynamics, the National Annenberg Election Survey.